This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England.
Steve Burrows is part of a debt advice team that runs alongside food banks in two churches in the Wirral. The Wirral debt advice team was set up with the support from the Church Credit Champions Network. The network, launched in 2014, exists to help churches engage with issues of finance and debt in their local communities. It is now part of the Just Finance Foundation, a programme that falls under the Church of England's Church Urban Fund. For Stories Worth Sharing, Steve talks about the work the debt advice team delivers and the people who rely on the service. Before then, he starts by explaining when the service began and the inspiration behind it.
So Wirral Debt Advice had a soft start earlier this year, 2017, when we put some of our advisors into two food bank centres, and we operated just alongside the food bank people for about 6 to 8 weeks until we felt we were ready to announce ourselves to the world, when Bishop Keith Sinclair, Bishop of Birkenhead, kindly had an opening event, as it were, and we launched ourselves and made ourselves a little more visible. But that was 3 years after the initial thinking started, which was when I was having breakfast in the kitchen one morning and the Today programme on Radio 4 came on and John Humphreys was interviewing the Archbishop of Canterbury. At that time, it was around the issue of Wonga, which people will recall, I'm sure, charging exorbitant interest rates to people for short payday loans. And he used the most interesting phrase that he believed that his organisation had more outlets than Wonga, which I thought was a wonderful use of some retail phrase. And he talked about doing something about this. And when the interview was over, I went and emailed Bishop of Birkenhead and said, I've just listened to this interview. What are we doing in our area? He put me in touch with a lady who'd done some remarkable work around life expectancy on the Wirral. And then about a year later, the Archbishop appointed a lady called Julia Webster, one of four credit champions, three in London and one outside working with Chester and Liverpool dioceses. And over 2 to 3 years, we tried to work out what is it that we wanted to do. And in the end, we realised that just simply helping people who have debts get out of them is going to be the beginning of something. So when we decided to start Wirral Debt Advice, we really weren't quite sure where to operate. One of the nine of our members is also on the board of the food bank for Wirral. And we realised after we thought about it, the people who come to food bank are often the people who have a very similar need for debt advice. And it just simply made sense to say, well, actually, can we be a partner with food bank and operate alongside where food bank are? So there are 13 food bank outlets on Wirral. So we have started in two of those. So Christchurch Morton and St. Chad's Taliso operate their food banks, one on a Friday afternoon and one on a Tuesday. And so we simply have two advisors inside at the same time. All of the food bank volunteers know who we are. We've talked to them about help we can offer. And they are the signpost. They'll say, oh, you need to go and talk to, or to us, would you come and talk to? And it's proved to be exactly the right place to be. So there are nine people in the team, and you have to go through some formal training. We are, in that sense, licensed to do this. Of the nine people, five are retired, two are former medics. Most interestingly, one is a former bailiff. He spent 10 years as a bailiff, so it's poaching term gamekeeper now, you might say. We have a solicitor who's now working half-time heading towards retirement. We've got an IT consultant working half-time heading towards retirement. We have a full-time mum, and we have a full-time mum who's also working in her family business. So she's got two jobs and then volunteers for this, which is tremendous. I think the majority of people who get into a debt situation do so because of some catastrophic event in their lives, and that can be losing a job or becoming ill, or something happens in the family, a divorce, and therefore there's a difficulty over splitting of assets. Most people are just one or two paychecks away from serious financial difficulty. And if for whatever reason those paychecks stop, then unfortunately, mortgage, car repayment and other things, they don't stop. One gentleman who we'll be seeing this week has £5,000 worth of mortgage arrears and a couple of credit card debts simply because a divorce happened. He was unable to work because he became ill. And it's very easy to see how people very rapidly get themselves into a situation that's very difficult to emerge from. So another gentleman that we met who came to the food bank but had debt problems, he didn't actually sign with us in the end because he'd already got an interview for the debt problem that he had with Citizens Advice, but he welcomed the opportunity just to talk through his situation. He was in his mid-50s. He said, "I've never been out of work." And then he'd been made redundant. And he found himself in exactly that situation of effectively one paycheck away from being unable to meet his rent and the like. People in these situations are extremely emotional. And we just simply allowed him to tell the story. And we offered him help. We offered to sign him up in that sense and take him on formally as client. But he did say he had this prior arrangement with Citizens Advice. But at the end, when he left the food bank with the help that they could give, he came to see us at the end and he said, "Thank you. You are the first person who has just listened to me, and that's been enormously helpful." He didn't sign with us. He did go to Citizens Advice, and I don't know how that's been resolved for him. But just being able to be there was quite a privilege. So when somebody comes to us, very often they're in quite an emotional state. They may well be having bailiffs knocking on the door. They will certainly have had a number of letters coming through the door, rightly and understandably demanding payment for debts that they've got. They've probably had a lot of phone calls, and that's quite a lot of pressure. And people will tell you they've had sleepless nights and all sorts of things. People react to that differently. Some people bury their head in the sand, and certainly some of my colleagues have had the person turning up with the bin bag full of unopened letters because they just simply can't face it. So the first thing you have to do is understand, right, what are the debts you've got? Who do you owe money to? Let's see the latest letter from each of these people. And then you draw up a financial statement with them. People have income. If they're working, clearly it's wages. If they're not, it's probably a bundle of benefits. And they have outgoings. And so clearly the first thing is to try to gain some understanding of, do they have any income left when they've paid all their bills? Can they even begin to make an offer to the people to whom they owe money to say, "Well, actually, you're asking for this amount, I can make you an offer." And clearly, if their income is way below their expenditure and they've got a series of debts, then you have to look at other ways of handling that. And the extreme is bankruptcy, in which clearly all those debts are written off. There's a lesser event, debt relief order, which is very similar, in which all those debts are written off. But our first port of call is to say, is there a way that you can begin to make some offers, pay these debts off? Your circumstances may change. You may get a job. You may get a better job. You may be able to get more hours. And then you'll be able to do more and better and ultimately pay them off, keep your credit rating, and then live your life normally again. And that's really what we're hoping for. Since we've started, we've formally accepted 15 people into the system, and we are managing £45,000 worth of debt across those 15 people. Some just have a few debts of a few hundred pounds. Others have serious thousands of pounds, or in one case, tens of thousands of pounds of debt with little opportunity to repay it. And clearly, then it's just about looking at how you can best move them forward. I think two clients who are quite different, who in a sense typify the range of people that we're helping. There's one individual who, he's in his 40s. He is at this moment sofa surfing. He has no house. He's moving from friend's to friend's house. He has to give an address, of course, to have letters sent, and he's given his parents' address. His parents are in their 70s. And so as a consequence, the bailiffs are turning up at the parents' house, and they're finding that deeply distressful. And he's finding it extremely stressful that he's causing that anxiety to his parents, who shouldn't have to go through that. And he's not sure how to handle it. And we're really trying to help him. We've been having conversations with two different bailiff companies to try to help them understand when they knock on that door, the people inside are not the people who are responsible for the debt. And would they please be mindful of that? So that one particularly stands out. We had a couple who came, both working with a child. They came as the three of them. She worked, and that earns her £1,000 a month. His income was just over £2,000 a month, and so that was fine until he became ill. His contract was 2 months of full pay, 2 months of half pay, and then statutory sick pay. And so it's not difficult to see that in month five, their income drops from £3,000-something to just £1,000 plus statutory sick pay. they're running two cars, they've got financial agreements on them, they've got rent, and within a month, they've got problems. So they came to us right at the beginning, and we're attempting to help them. The Wirral Debt Advice has partnered with the food bank on the Wirral, and they have 13 outlets, one of which is covered by Citizens Advice, and we are in two. And fairly obviously, there is opportunity to sit alongside the other food bank outlets helping people there, rather than, as we have had in one or two cases, people travelling from one part of the world to another just simply to be able to come and meet us. So we are 9 volunteers at the moment. We won't be able to grow beyond the 2 centres that we're operating in unless we are able to get some more people to volunteer and be trained. So I've spoken to the Wallasey Deanery and invited them as churches to consider whether there are any individuals who'd like to be trained, or in fact as a church they would also like to set up an advice centre within their church. But if they do, we need in a sense for them to put the team forward. So our intention is to grow the number of outlets, but it will have to be by growing the number of people who volunteer. So we need to see where that will go, but that's our hope and intention for the future. So I've been part of Church of England for a long time, and it was great to hear the Archbishop on the radio, who comes across so extremely well, and in that sense puts the church in the place where people are. Here are people with real problems and real issues, and these are the things that we need to be addressing. And this is what his invitation was, to get stuck in to where people are and the difficulties they have in running their daily lives, and to be that witness and presence in that way. And that just chimed for me. And so in terms of understanding my faith, there's that wonderful verse in the Old Testament, let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. And it just seems to me to help right a wrong where sometimes people are in debt because they've been pressured into it, or they've made bad decisions but want to make good decisions now. That just seems to be exactly the right place to be, and it's exactly the right place for a Christian faith that wants to extend arms of compassion and love to people outside of itself. And I see that happening in the food bank that we're sitting alongside, where they just have coffee and tea and cakes and things just to give people a space in which, in a sense, to be human again, is a wonderful thing to watch. So I think it's just a great witness.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.